The Swine Health Information Center has stepped up monitoring for porcine reproductive and respiratory syndrome variant 1C.5.32. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For QuickBooks Repair or QuickBooks conversions, visit QuickBooksRepairPro.com. That's QuickBooksRepairPro.com. Results guaranteed.
Recent surveillance data shows that the PRRS variant 1C.5.32, a highly virulent emerging strain, has rapidly expanded across multiple production systems and regions since its initial detection in late 2023. CHIC Associate Director Dr. Lisa Becton says there are multiple ways that CHIC is involved in tracking this virus, including Iowa State University's Swine Disease Reporting System and the University of Minnesota's Morrison Swine Health Monitoring Projects.
PRRS is an RNA virus which inherently has an ability to change quite rapidly. This particular variant causes significant health implications in production, and it's seen by an increase in piglet mortality and decrease of weaning pig performance. It is a dominant strain in the United States, with both Iowa and Minnesota being an epicenter of activity. However, it's been identified in 15 states and within 20 major systems. And so the virus has very widespread reach and implications for production in these areas. And so having the ability to monitor for these changes is extremely important. For example, the variants under monitoring has identified the 1C.5.32 as a category 4, which means there's sustained growth and widespread dissemination affecting greater than 100 production sites in less than 6 months. And so this does indicate a severity and spread of the outbreak. What all of this monitoring does is show the interconnected nature of production and reinforces our need to be able to survey for these variances, really tighten our biosecurity in targeted areas such as grow finish, but also having the ability to rapidly respond to reduce the production impact if these viruses are detected.
Dr. Becton says it's important to be aware of what viruses are located in what regions to keep on top of changes, identify emerging trends, minimize regional spread, and strengthen preparedness. Information on the PRRS variant 1C.5.32 can be accessed through CHIC's July e-newsletter at swinehealth.org. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.